If you think of yourself as a progressive, this has been a terrible week. Progressive, by the way, is what liberals have been calling themselves ever since liberal became a four-letter word. We celebrated Martin Luther King Jr. on Monday, and then things went swiftly downhill. The next day, Republican Scott Brown was elected to the U.S. Senate, effectively ending any chance significant health care reform would be passed anytime soon. Then yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that no limits can be placed on corporate campaign donations, something expected to vastly increase the power of corporations and lobbyists to affect elections. The ruling apparently applies to unions, too, but most of those are so relatively poor and weak these days that it's hardly a balanced equation. Actually, I doubt how significant this will be. Most corporations long ago figured out roundabout ways to spend their money to help candidates they support. I doubt that many will really want to be more overt about it. Nobody wants to be tortured with an old campaign ad years from now that says the equivalent of, "Ford Motor Company supports Richard Nixon." Still, this is bound to make political campaigns even more ridiculously expensive. But to put another spin on it, we might think of this as the full employment ruling for political ad consultants. And who can be against anything these days that might create jobs? Personally, I wasn't happy with either outcome. But they weren't the most horrifying news of the week. That came in the form of a report by the Kaiser Family Foundation, which intensively studied 2,000 young people from 8 to 18. These kids, who are assumed to be a typical microcosm of our entire population of young people, spend, on average, more than 50 hours a week talking on their cell phones, playing video games, downloading music, and otherwise staring at little glass screens. Kids 7th grade and older spend an average of an hour and a half a day sending text messages. That's pretty much equivalent to the time I've spent sending them in my entire life. The survey found that kids are spending vastly more time with virtually every form of media than just 5 years ago. Every form of media, that is, except one. Reading. The amount of time they spend reading magazines dropped from 14 minutes a day to 9. The amount of time they spend on newspapers dropped to a mere 3 minutes a day. 3 minutes for newspapers, 90 minutes for text messages. Interestingly, any socioeconomic digital divide seems to have vanished, and that may not be a good thing. Poor, black, and Hispanic kids spend even more time with media, about 13 hours a day. And the more time kids of any background spent using media, the least likely they were to do well in school. Heavy media users were also most likely to get in trouble. The solution is clearly to have adults in the family who are willing to take on the role of giving these kids a life. They need to see things for real, not on a screen, to have real-life experiences, to read widely and randomly, to experience life. When I was a child, I had to read dog stories and play backyard baseball instead of World of Warcraft. Maybe I'm a hopeless conservative, but I'm absolutely convinced I was better off.